Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose.
What is this, what is this song to annoy me day? I hate these last two songs, Robbie, and I don't ever bitch about the playlist. But Jesus, are you mad at me today? Did I do something?
Well, we talked about this yesterday on the show. Forgot to play this yesterday, so annoying
God.
Song day.
Can you
hate these songs? If we're gonna play new, like some new music incorporated,
that's
into
not
the
new
show,
music.
No, I know, but like if we're incorporating some new stuff, play Tones and I, Dance Monkey, which is humming on the shark.
What are you trying to say?
It's a good song, and
I don't like the name of it.
Really? They got boxed in there, Beast.
Yeah, what's your problem, man?
Yep.
You've been boxed.
Why don't you pay some Fat Boy Slim? How's that?
Fat Boys?
I like Fat Boy Slim.
That's the name of a guy, right?
Yes, okay. Fat Boy Slim. Yeah.
All right. We got any Fat Boy Slim?
You
got any
we do have Fat Boy Slim. We do.
Let me hear some Fat Boy Slim.
Let's get some of that cranking.
Some Fat Boy Slim, some rolling
I want some Tones and I dance.
Didn't Fat Boy
though?
Slim have Christopher Walken in one of his videos?
Possibly.
I feel like he did. Christopher Walken just dancing through a hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, praise you.
Yep, it's a good tune.
I don't know what the words are, except praise you.
I think you're pretty good. You're spot on there.
You sound like Bob Dylan.
I mean,
that guy made a hell of a career. He cannot sing.
Freaking won a Nobel Prize.
Can't sing.
That doesn't mean that doesn't mean anything.
Can't sing, but he is known for his lyrical poetry.
Yes.
Deep.
We are the world. I'm like, hey, don't overdo it, Bob Dylan.
You guys are disrespecting.
Like a Rolling Stone.
You guys are disrespecting Fat Boy Slim, though.
I mean, sounded like that kid in the video.
This is quite a
No! You don't have no TV!
Leroy was showing us this video of this kid who catches his parents having sex and is just upset about it at the breakfast table.
You guys were having it! Having what?
See if we can tweet that out. Let's find that on Twitter and we'll
I
we'll
got
let
it.
People see that.
Here, I'll tweet it.
No, it was an iPad.
No, they're like, well, maybe we were watching a movie. You don't even have a TV.
Boxed in. Especially Papa.
Hey, I tell you what, don't ever underestimate the intelligence of your kids.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Manny Diaz, he touched on the kicking battle. We didn't get to the sound. We were a little late last segment. So here is Manny Diaz on how he will determine who will kick for the Canes. Between Turner Davidson, our new favorite, McKickin, or Bubba Baxa, who everybody gets mad at.
It could. We ended practice today, and all three went up there, and they all missed one, and they all went three up there, and they all made one. So it's you know, it's something that the more I know this, the more snaps we put on them and the more pressure we put them under, the better off they'll be for that. So, yeah. So right now the race, that race is still ongoing. That's on. You don't get that one on Wednesdays.
Wait, they never thought about doing this with Bubba Baxa? All these.
They did.
Well, the other kicker's been unavailable. And then there was Turner.
Leroy, you'd have to think it has to take a lot for them to go from the scholarship guy to the guy that's just the walk-on.
No, I know.
How does it work? Like, if the scholarship guy doesn't make kicks, does he lose the scholarship?
I can be absolutely 100% honest with you. I played at Michigan, and I couldn't tell you who was scholarship and who wasn't.
For every position or just kicker?
No, for a lot of positions, but you always knew, like, on scout team, because those guys were just scout team every week,
right?
That they were walk-ons, but we had to run scout team, too, as young guys.
Yeah, but you had to know if there was some 5'7 white guy that he was.
How many walk-ons does a team typically have?
There's about 20, something like that.
23rd, yeah.
23.
You have 85 scholarships. It used to be 95.
Yeah, they reduced it to 85.
And then you have, like, 23. You have, like, 130 guys out there at practice.
So many.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like you, I once tackled myself.
I do give it to the kids. It's like a chem major that shows up just to get his ass beat.
You have, and I will tell you this, no lie. When you see that guy doing the off-season workouts just like you, doing all the practices, but more than you, and then sometimes don't even get to dress for the games, like, you have the utmost respect for those guys. So I could see, you know, when you see – you remember the movie Rudy, like, forget the school. But the movie Rudy, how everybody was excited. Like, every time – like, we beat Illinois one time, 69-3.
Right. Yep.
That fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was all walk-ons.
All walk-ons, and all
and
they
you could, guys were hyping it.
Yeah, because they get an opportunity to go in front of 100,000 people and play.
Right.
When a lot of times people don't even get to see them.
Right, so and you're the only one right. that sees them bust their ass
right.
on the weekend.
So it's really cool. So I have, like, the utmost respect because they go into it knowing they're never going to play. You know, some of them get excited just to dress.
Right, correct.
Let's get the headlines.
Okay.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yesterday was a back-to-back breaking news push notification day when it came to the local football teams.
On radio.com, you were pushing it?
I was pushing it all over radio.com. Not rewinding it, just pushing it. Brian Flores announced that Ryan Fitzpatrick will start for the Dolphins. Manny Diaz announced that Nikosi Perry will start at quarterback for the Canes against Georgia Tech. There you have it. That's the quarterback layout for this weekend.
But best guess, do you think Rosen's going to start again this year?
I mean, because yes. Fitzy will have a stretch. But then he'll Fitzy, and then Rosen will be back in.
Huh. So you think it'll be performance-based or you think it'll be injury?
One or the other.
Because I kind of think it's going to be injury. I think Fitzpatrick is the guy now. I think he tried that little Rosen fad, and he was like, yeah.
I'm so perplexed by Rosen, his place on the team, his future with this team, why they got him, what the deal
Seems
is.
Seems like he's getting a bum rap, but I will say this. And it's not to defend him, because he has gotten a raw deal with the two situations that he was brought into.
No doubt.
But when you know what everybody thinks of you, and you have an opportunity to change that, you have an opportunity to make good, to get people to understand you're not that guy. And from what I hear, nobody thinks what we think on the outside is not what people think on the inside. For the most part, people think he's a good teammate. For some reason, you see these players, you think they have some talent, but the coaches are just turned off by them. You know what I mean? We see it all the time.
Robbie, give me the cut from Josh Rosen where he was asked yesterday if he feels the move is personal?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just purely like, I mean, like, it worked this last game. I mean, I wouldn't like to say it, but, like, the decision to flip almost gave us a chance to win at the end of the game. And Coach Flo is head coach, so it's his decision to make on what gives the team the best opportunity to win. So it's my job to prove him wrong at this point, but I respect the decision and understand it.
You think – here. And I will use my own personal experience.
Okay.
I used to play sometimes better when I didn't like the coach, when he annoyed me. Not that I didn't like him, but when he annoyed me to the
just
point
wanted to
where,
show him up.
Like, right. And Bill used to play psychological games. Like, yelling at me was a turnoff. Like, yeah, man, I'm an adult. I don't need the yelling. But he would tease me with playing time. And then when they drafted Tommy Vardell came in, and they were like, whoo, he's the best. And we're like, really? So I got pissed off about that. I got pissed off about the fact that you just went and drafted a guy without even giving me my due, you know. And so I took it out on football and the coach. So right. Every time I was in the game.
You always say how negative it is.
Huh?
You always say how negative it is. Like, it's negative
reinforced. It's negative reinforced, right. Everybody's personality doesn't react that way, though. Some guys, you go at like that or you play that psychological warfare and they crawl into a shell. Josh Rosen is a cerebral guy. He's not the rah-rah guy. So, for example, if you take somebody like Baker Mayfield and put him in the same situation, he's hot. right? And maybe that's what the coaches want to see because it looks like you care.
I just think that the whole thing with Fitzpatrick, I get it. Like, the coach wants to go out there and seem like he's doing things to try and win.
You don't think that guy wants to win? Like, this is a tough spot for a coach, man. Like, the only thing that could happen.
Putting out reports this week, like, that you see, like, how all the Dolphins reporters just say, source, Dolphins keeping Flores for 2020. It's like, yeah, of course. Who had doubt that he was coming back for 2020? We all know he's coming back for 2020.
Right. But you don't think it's a bad spot to be in when the only way you could lose your job is if you do too good of a job at losing?
But isn't even if Rosen isn't the guy, or you don't think he's going to be the franchise guy, whatever the hell that can be proven on this roster. Shouldn't you try and like showcase him to other people at least if you're not going to have a future with him?
I don't
understand the point.
Showcasing him on a bad team isn't really showcasing
they
him.
They brought him in, okay, for whatever reason.
To kick the tires?
It almost looks like they brought him in and didn't cost him anything, so they didn't care about what it showed.
Moving on, the Miami Heat played a little preseason action tonight.
Love it.
Be stoked about that.
This is game four?
Preseason game four, sure. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6 o'clock pregame with Zaz and Tommy Tighe. Right here on the ticket as they take on the Magic up in Orlando. Kelly Olynyk may get his first action of the preseason. No James Johnson tonight. Meanwhile, we've got...
There, though. He's not banished. I can visually confirm he was at practice.
You did? Okay, so you saw him.
I saw him. He was out practicing with the team.
Okay, that's a good sign.
But he's not... he's not going to go with the team.
Okay,
Orlando.
That's fine. It's fine.
He's not going to play.
As long as he's been welcome back. We got baseball tonight. That game was rained out the other night. So we got Houston and New York in the ALCS game four. Houston leads 2-1 there. 8:08 first pitch in the Bronx and 8:20 tonight. Thursday night football. Kansas City and Denver. Robbie, mileage?
600
Ooh.
Miles.
Ooh.
603 to be exact.
Wait, who's hosting? Where's the game?
It's in Denver.
It's in Denver.
Oh, altitude.
Yeah, altitude.
500-mile rule and going in altitude.
How's that ankle going to feel in altitude from Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, it's not in the doom box. We could take.
Oh, it's not in the doom box.
I like Denver.
I agree with you.
Oh, dog, 3 points or less, too. So many rules in play.
They still got Flacco.
Look at how excited he is.
They still start Flacco?
They don't need him. Grind it out defensive game. Vic Fangio.
Look how excited he is.
Vic Fangio.
He's so excited.
He hit us with a Vic Fangio.
Pound it with Royce Freeman and Phillip Lindsay.
A couple other stories. Patrick Day, the boxer, died of a brain injury 4 days after he got knocked out. That's horrible.
Could you imagine in any other... Like, I feel like this is just going to fly under the radar because I saw the boxing community yesterday was just... They're just like, yeah, this is what we recall when these guys step into the ring, what they're putting on the line. And yes, that is true. But three guys this year have died in the ring.
What do you suggest?
I don't know. I just think, like, if this was any other sport, could you imagine if three guys died in the NFL?
Oh, no, the entire sport. Like, I mean,
it's just bananas to me. And I love fighting, and I'm going to continue to watch fighting, but it's just...
I think a lot of it has
I don't know, less rounds when a guy gets knocked down, be quicker to stop these things. I don't know what the great solution is, but there definitely has to be something radical. Because
what about headgear?
Three people?
I can tell you what part of the problem is. And me and Tobin, like from me being around a little bit, I realized what one of the problems is. Until you get into the upper tier of professional boxing,
right,
you are fighting way too much. There's some of these guys fight 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that may take its toll. You know,
These guys are making sacrifices to try to earn a living, to try to be noticed,
But it's not that. They're trying to get their ranking up.
The other thing,
so they get a bunch of fights quick.
I do think this watching fights sometimes too, like it just seems and they even fights used to be 15 rounds. Fights used to go further than 15
right.
rounds. But like even back in the heyday of like Ali and all this stuff, those classic 15-round wars that you used to have, you know, they reduced it to 12. I really think it's time to start thinking like 12. We need 36 minutes of fighting. We need 36. The most of the UFC is 25. You ever watch a 25-minute UFC fight? It's exhausting.
They're just hugging.
It's exhausting.
It gets to a point where they're just.
Well, but it's also a full body, you know, there's grappling and all that stuff.
I get it. But even go a 36-minute boxing match. it's exhausting. Those guys are
so. How many rounds do you think is a good amount of rounds?
I don't know. Like these
guys,
isn't
that the most?
They come in and they're like when they're babies, they're fighting four rounds, and like when they get to eight, that's twice as much, and you're only like halfway building them up to 10, and then they get to like championship fights, they're like 12 rounds. It's like I can't decide a winner of a fight in 10 rounds when I can in 12. Like if you really think about the scope of the sport, how many fights are really determined in the 11th and 12th round?
Right.
Like, most of them are decided already.
Headgear. I say where.
Well, they just got rid of headgear in amateurs.
Just, right. I would go to headgear.
I mean,
we know too much about brain injuries, man.
The better ones don't get hit.
Well, you know, that's, I mean, that's great. But that,
like, I get it. Like, look, it's exhausting with how they go about it. The other thing is, let me throw another caveat in that. The weight they have to cut.
Yes, the weight is bad.
They got to cut so much. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
A grown-ass man should not weigh 118 pounds.
Oh, no.
Like, you see some of these guys, and those guys eyes are red.
And those guys who are that little, like, they don't fight past 30, usually. Like, it's...
Right. Because their organs are probably dead from cutting so much weight.
Yeah, they don't... Once they get to, like, 30, 31, it's not like Floyd, like, 147 and all that stuff. Like, they can fight into their late 30s and stuff. Like, when you're in those little weights, a lot of them get chewed up a lot quicker. A lot of them do. But, yeah, man, it's three.
If I could change something in boxing,
yep.
I would find another way to do the weigh-in. Because when you see some of these weigh-ins, guys, you almost have to prop them up because they drop so much weight.
Do it a week before the fight?
No, you can't, because then you're giving one guy an advantage. Because the guy who had to cut the most weight is going to be so much bigger during the fight.
I don't even know if it could be stopped in the weight. I think there's always going to be gaming and weight cutting. I think it's always going to happen. They're trying in California where you have to be at a percentage of your body weight. And if you're not, they'll scrap the fight, no questions asked. So it is a measure that's being done in some commissions, not all of them, but a lot of times when California does it, others will follow suit. But I feel like it has to be upon more officiating and more people who are neutral, because corners aren't going to stop fights. Corners aren't going to stop fights.
Right.
So there has to be more.
Well, the doctor can,
but like I feel like it almost has to be. There has to be more heads that can say no. This can't.
The
this
official,
can't go on.
But like you said, the guy that just died. He,
I know he was competitive in the fight and he kept going, but like, I just
you're asking. A lot of people that aren't professionals to determine the health of a person. That's where it becomes tough. You know what I mean? Like, the doctor's there, but unless the doctor can actually physically get in the ring and test him, it's hard to tell. Dude, it's hard to tell some of these guys are.
And that doctor, a lot of the times, they're going to, like, come on. Like, you'll hear referees are negotiating with doctors to keep a fight going.
Right.
It'll happen. Anything else, Beast?
No.
All right, we'll get into more of the Dolphins quarterback situation. We'll hear from Coach Flores next. Guys, look with us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. So coming up November 16th. It's our dribble drive against cancer. Zaslow will be leading the way as we have the dribble drive challenge going 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the dribble drive from Vizcaya to the arena and the dribble drive dash, which is around the perimeter of the AAA. You guys can form teams now and donate. Go to heathelpcure.org. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Ira Windeman's going to join us next hour.
Yeah.
Talk a little Heat with Ira. We'll also hear from Duncan Robinson. I was at a Heat practice yesterday. Got a few minutes with Dunk. Talked about his shooting. Talked about his gains. Talked about his trash talker. Didn't think he was.
A lot of basketball players are.
I know, but he's sweet Dunk. These are sweet Dunks.
That's like the baseball guys that talk underneath their glove. They're yucking it up under there.
I just felt like, I feel like everybody has to come into this season with trash talk because of Jimmy Butler. He just pressured you into doing it. Everybody's just like, everybody's got to be on their toes.
Me personally, I think it's all in good fun.
It seems like
You know what I mean? And like, the one thing that I loved about sports is that unless you got a guy that had thin skin, you could have fun with it. You could have fun with it, and you could, you know, that was like a brotherhood. You could say things that other people couldn't say because you guys were brothers. Now, if it wasn't reciprocal, so if you couldn't go a place with a guy, but he felt he could go there with you, then it became a problem. So when they talk trash and they say stuff like that, it's kind of a way to kind of, we're all in this together. We're the same. Yeah. No matter what, we're together. And so that's a lot of times what trash talk does. You know, you can say things to your boy that you can't say to some stranger.
That's right.
Now, what happens is periodically, other people hear the trash that you're talking. Then it gets a little, you know what I mean? Like hearing what guys say on the football field. Like a flag being thrown for trash talk if a couple of words are being used.
Swag penalties.
That, yeah. Well, no. If you talk, you can walk by a guy and talk and say it where only he can hear it. But if you
Listen, 90% of language is unspoken.
You're not here tomorrow, huh?
Nope.
I'm not either.
It's me and Leroy tomorrow.
You and Robbie.
I got to tell you.
Looking forward
to it? You haven't lived
it?
Till you got a one-on-one Mag 7.
Let's hear a little bit from Coach Brian Flores and his decision to start Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I'm going to start Fitz this week. Kind of came to that conclusion really over the last couple days. Decided we felt like that was the best thing for this team, and give us an opportunity, the best opportunity for this team to go up into a tough environment and try to
you don't even say win anymore. Win.
So
why
do that? Just beat it out of
what's the best way? What's the best grouping set of players? Offense, defense, kicking game to help us try to win the game, and we felt that was the case, this week.
Yeah, he said it at the end. There you go. He's not dead yet, Leroy. Still fighting. Still going out there. Hey, maybe, you know what? I've always liked this Coach Flores. You know what he's into? I bet he's a revenge game guy. Got Fitzpatrick.
That's right, Buffalo.
Hey. Taking on a former team.
You think he's a revenge game guy?
He's a revenge game guy.
I don't see him as
that. I feel like Fitzpatrick has a revenge game every single week.
Here's the thing, though, Robbie. We got dueling revenge games. Because who's on the other side?
Frank Gore.
Correct.
Frank Gore. Dueling revenge games. You can't go into a revenge game without another revenger.
You think Frank Gore is thinking...
Frank Gore doesn't do revenge. Oh, yes.
He got to come back and play for his hometown. He doesn't do year.
He was ousted to Buffalo?
He doesn't do revenge.
He wasn't ousted.
Whatever. He's in Buffalo. A revenge game, man. Everybody wants to go against their former
care
team.
As long as he's continuing to run.
Somebody hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Found a peacock posse missing their pirate. I like.
It's because Tobin's here.
Listen, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not a peacock pirate. You are. I really like. I'm gonna.
The problem is with the
file,
sea.
I'm gonna file harassment charges. Hey, harassment charges.
Here's the problem.
Harassment.
That because we spend so much money on the production of our show, this is the only thing we have to imitate a peacock.
It's the same sound of him making Jesus calls.
We have to have multi-purpose sounds.
Yes, we can.
We can't afford a different sound for a peacock.
He's like the Bull Durham baseball announcer who cracks two brooms together. it's a base hit.
Yeah. That was awesome, by the way.
I think that might be it. I think Flores is a double. I think he's a revenge game guy. How's it going, Fitzpatrick? Boom, get out there. Let's see it. I got to be honest with you guys. I don't know. Call me crazy. Don't know if I'm into watching the Dolphins this weekend.
What?
Yep.
What?
What do you got going on?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Just
It's the tank.
I don't care about watching Ryan Fitzpatrick play football. I don't care.
Would you have been more interested if Josh Rosen was 100%? Right.
100%.
But don't you have to ensure that the mission stays on target?
No.
I think the mission's going to stay on target.
I don't know. You never know.
They're 17-point underdogs.
They could accidentally pull one out.
Excuse me?
First of all, they never.
They are 17-point underdogs to the Bills?
Is this a pride game?
It's in Buffalo.
Man, I don't know if I can make it through a season.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, no, dude, I'm all in for it.
I would be watching Josh Rosen.
Do you understand why, as a competitor, I would get so flipping mad over this nonsense?
I'm not saying I'm not going to watch football.
No.
Do I have to watch the
Dolphins
this weekend?
Do you understand how I could curse on radio from hearing this nonsense all the time?
Can you do it again?
No.
Please no.
Like, man, this... I feel terrible.
But even with watching Josh Rosen last week, what did I text?
I want the knife.
But even with Josh Rosen starting last week, what did I text you guys? How much life have we wasted watching this team? How much? And now I'm going to watch a guy who's been a quarterback for 100 teams.
What are we, a third of the way through the season?
Yeah. Do we have to tough it out even more?
Yeah, man. It's all building up to the Cincinnati game.
I'll be into the Cincinnati game. That's an important game with stakes. This game has no stakes.
Cincinnati might win this Sunday. Might.
Oh, we got plus we got Monday Night Football next week.
Oh, against Pittsburgh. Oh,
hey.
Monday Night Football, what am I doing on a Monday night? But Sunday, weekend.
By the way, that's a god-awful Monday Night Football game.
What?
Miami and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's doing better than we thought.
Pittsburgh might make the playoffs, and that draft pick wouldn't be that
good. You keep saying that.
I mean, I'll be aware.
They're winning.
I know.
What the hell?
With Duck Hodges, a duck caller as a quarterback.
What would you guys rather do?
Duck Hodges.
If I can give you guys a choice, all right? You have a nice little errand day, get some stuff done, Home Depot.
Look at me.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yep. You know what I got to do?
Or watch the Dolphins.
I got to grow some grass. Thanks, Drew Green.
Yeah. What if I gave you Sunday to watch grass or watch the Dolphins?
How about this?
Dolphins.
You ready? I go golfing on Sunday morning.
Yep.
I'm done at 10:30.
Yeah.
I had to go buy a 100-foot hose because that little hose I had didn't even reach to halfway. Hmm. Right? Got some fertilizer. Did the front yard for like 2 hours.
Bro,
took a shower.
Can I tell you something?
1 o'clock.
Can I tell you something? You don't have a green thumb. You don't have the right hose for your house. No wonder you got some garbage
grass. Dude. I don't have a normal yard. It's 40 yards from my front door to the...
All right. Well, no wonder your arms look so good this morning. You're cranking up that excuse machine.
So you think everybody should have 100-foot hose in there?
Yeah. Standard protocol.
Call the hosey.
No, it's not.
Don't you have like the embedded sprinkler system?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I know what's going on.
Might want to have those heads checked.
Let me tell you. Here's the problem. We don't use city water. We have, it draws from our retention ponds or whatever. When it gets low, you can't, at least that's what I'm coming, you know, using my own education of the situation.
Hey,
Robbie, so if it doesn't rain for like a while, no sprinkler.
Robbie, what if you couldn't gamble on this game on Sunday? Would you watch it? See? You see?
Yes, you would.
I would.
You know how we would watch this game? First week of preseason.
Football's
going to suck, but it's football.
I know, but now I know what this team is, right? And I've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick play so much football. That's been fine. But it's been fine.
Yeah, careful. You're good.
But do I really want to watch Ryan Fitzpatrick play any more football?
That don't sound like the enthusiasm when we signed him.
I didn't have enthusiasm when
you
we signed
did.
Him. I made an oath
Are
that
you
we couldn't
crazy?
Rip him. I have an oath. I thought that he was going to lead us to tank land. And now he's out there. I watched him this game. He was too good last game. I'm waiting. I don't want him to go out there and have one of these great performances.
That's why you watch. Hey. Because what if the mission is not accomplished?
What if
Fitzpatrick pulls one out?
I'm going to be mad. Let me tell you something right now. If he goes out there and has one of those stupid Fitzmagic games, I'm going to be mad.
Can we have a slight pause? Clearly, we are doing a different show than one of our texters.
What?
What kind of grass? Put it in a dark closet, 12 hours backlight, 12 hours no light. grows perp.
Yeah, I think they're talking about
the other stuff,
the ganja.
Yeah, that guy's got a different kind of green thumb.
So, like, why don't I have a green thumb? Because I can't hose down.
You just don't. You don't have the tender heart for plants. They're living things, man.
I'm not growing plants. I'm growing grass. Clearly, I need to be a professional because True Green is
still
a professional, and they can't grow grass. You guys are ridiculous if you use
it. No, it still has photosynthesis, so you still have to.
We better go to break because I'm kicking your ass talk about photos. Spell it!
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see
you. You guys can hear every Heat game right here on the Ticket. Starting with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show with Zaslow and Tommy Tighe an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it is the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. Your three-time champion, Miami Heat. Every game right here for you on the Ticket. Went to Heat practice yesterday. We'll talk to Ira Windham a little bit later on. You'll hear from Duncan Robinson. Got to sit down with him for a couple minutes. Loves Michigan. The guy loves Michigan.
Hey, man.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to tell you. It's a cool experience. You know what I mean? Just being, it's so big.
Yep.
It is so big. Holy smokes.
Robbie, can you bring me up a couple of cuts here from, because there was a lot of the buzz yesterday was about Tyler Hero. A lot of buzz about Tyler Hero yesterday. Eric Spoelstra was asked by Ira about the Hero Klay Thompson comparisons. And if he's able to handle that type of stuff, and here was head coach Eric Spoelstra.
Part of the bucket, you know what I call this. It's part of the noise. Mm-hmm. And it can be good or bad. I think it's one of the biggest challenges is to quiet the noise and the voices, the opinions, the hyperbole that you'll constantly get from outside. And it distorts the truth. It distorts reality. He's a very good, promising young player. He has a lot of work to do. And as long as he stays on this track, stays humble, and continues with his work ethic that he's shown so far, he'll get better. I don't want to make comparisons to him. That's not fair. And everybody seems to jump on or off a bandwagon so quickly now. It just makes it tough to focus on the present moment.
You know who doesn't hop off bandwagons? This guy right here. Not me. Not me.
I think, you know what? Spo is a perfect complement to the noise. You know what I mean? When the big three were here and everybody's talking, he's like a soothing effect, you know, with all the hype.
Well, last year was the angriest I ever saw him.
Yes, he was ornery the whole season.
The whole season, he was just like, NBA, do not find me.
Well, I can, one word, Hassan.
He just finally had enough.
Is there one guy that frustrated that organization more?
That was the best. When he told the referees to get some sleep, that was the ultimate.
Like, get some sleep.
Get some sleep.
They couldn't find him because nobody really understood what the hell that meant.
It was just a move nobody's had pulled before, because every time somebody criticizes the refs, they're just like, they screw us the call. Eric Spoelstra is just like, I'm allowed to say this, okay? All right, because I'm not complaining. I'm just saying what happened, all right? You guys were bums, all right? Everybody knew that was a block charge call. You messed that up.
I can say this because I'm not complaining. I'm still, you know, upset about that charge block call.
It's just... I've never seen that move be pulled off before.
Right.
He goes out there, he goes, yeah. By the way, precursor to this statement, do not find me. And like...
NBA, do not find me.
That can work in our little show world, but normally you're still getting hit with $25,000 out of the pocket.
He may have.
No, he never got fined, Leroy. They always announce fines. He did not get one fine. He bullied the NBA.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. Like,
I don't care.
He's... I mean, isn't he the longest tenured coach next to Pop?
Yes.
Yes.
And so is about time he starts getting
some respect.
Yeah, yeah.
But Doc Rivers gets fined all the time. Doc Rivers gets respect. I understand, but he's still doing it forever.
You think Doc Rivers gets the respect of Spo?
I think people think Spo's a better coach, but I still think Doc Rivers would
is respect
would get respect of the league.
Yeah, okay.
Like they're not just finding the young punks. Like you're not allowed to criticize the officials, and Spolster's just like, yeah, but I'm letting you know right now. Do not fine me.
I'm looking at this. What do you think you could trade your son?
I mean, yeah, that's hardcore.
That is.
I don't know how that went.
How Thanksgiving dinner gonna go? Don't talk to me. You traded me.
Yeah. Well, Austin Rivers has made a lot of money. He's cool.
Actually, he's got more of an opportunity. He got more of an opportunity to play in Houston.
Here's Goran Dragic. Love that guy. That's my guy. He was asked about Tyler Hero's success, and this is what he had to say. And his adorable little Goran.
You know, when we drafted him, everybody was saying, oh, he's just a shooter. But, you know, you can see it's not. He's not only a shooter. He can create his own shot. He can create for some other people. He can shoot the ball. So, you know, he's a complete player. And, you know, he's just going to get better. And I'm happy for him, you know. He's a hardworking guy and a good teammate.
He's a hardworking guy.
And a good teammate.
And the Googles.
We have beef.
I love him so much, man.
Really?
Yeah, I do. What do you want to say about it?
What'd you say to him yesterday? Did you have a little hobnobbing with him?
I did. We talked about his health. You want to hear Journalist Tobin?
Yeah.
Want to hear a little Journalist Tobin?
Here's, I would love to.
Here's him handling his the training staff, making him slow down.
I'm just listening to trainers, you know, to see what I can do. The most important thing for me is game, you know, to play in a game. And, of course, I'm holding back a little bit practice. Maybe I'm doing less reps, but that's normal. You know, I just need to accept it. I think so that's the hard part to do it. But on the end of the game, on the end of the day, I want to play in games. So that's what is the big picture.
Did dealing with the injury last year, did that help you accept it because it's always been hard for you? We're still dealing with it.
I'm still dealing with it, but it is, I mean, of course, the injury kind of forced me to do it. You know, it's normal, but you know, it is what it is. I'm just trying to figure out those things and try to be effective and, you know, try to stay as long as I can on the floor and practice with my teammates.
I like when Goran uses cliches. They just
Dan, what are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
I deal with this at home because my wife and her mother, they butcher all the little cliches. And I'm like, excuse me, what was that?
It is what it is. We have beef.
She said, hey,
we
Leroy,
have beef.
You have that. Have you seen that movie Hoppin' Shaw?
What?
Excuse me? With The Rock. Hobbs and Shaw? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, holy smokes.
And they're having such a hard time with quotes. Maybe they should call Al Golden and he can teach him all the quotes.
Teach him all his quotes.
Yeah.
Everything that he's got going on.
One small step for man.
Roger Goodell yesterday spoke, and he was asked about the Dolphins tanking. We'll hear from the NFL commissioner next.